Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
John, do you want to do a My Boys?
Yeah, but before we start, My Boys, I've got a bit of a sore throat today.
Oh, so, do you want to do a low energy My Boys?
Well, I'll put as much effort in as I normally do, to be honest. Okay. But it just might sound slightly different. It's still shit. Should I try now?
Go for it, if you've got the energy.
Unprofessional as well. Which is what I've done here. So, I've been listening to music in the background. I haven't even turned that off.
Oh, God.
Okay, ready? Here we go. My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so very, very good this past week. You each deserve a prize. David, for you, lollies. Richard, for you, salt and vinegar crisps. And Liam, for you, the sweetest of all the boys, with the tiniest of all the hands. For you, this piece of toilet paper with a bit of my shit on. Jean, get the cape. It's time. What do you reckon of that?
That was good. That was wonderful.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, bit of a sore throat. So yeah, the thing with me, I'm a trooper. You know, I'll battle on.
I could feel that it hurt.
Yeah,
I could feel that it hurt when you did it, but you didn't give up.
But I didn't. And that's the thing with me. You know, I'll just go at it like a. What are those things that kill snakes?
A mongoose.
Yeah, I'm like a mongoose. You're
the podcast world's mongoose.
Yeah, mongoose of the podcast world. You know, and if you're a snake, you better run.
It's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah. Just had an image there of a snake with an actual cock and balls, and then the mongoose just eating the cock and balls. That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is horrible. That is disgusting.
It is horrible, but you know, this is the age we live in.
Yeah. Oh, just by the way, Mike's not here today. He's terrible diarrhea. No joke.
Yeah.
It's coming out the back of him like the floodgates at a.
He told me it was like a high pressure chocolate fountain upside down.
Yeah, but what he said to me, it was like a clear yellow water with bits of what looked like baked bean skin in it. He said it's absolutely horrific. And he said it stinks like metallic fish, non-stop.
Yeah, yeah. Like you got a vat of oxtail soup and another vat of piss, and he mixed them together.
Yeah. Or he waited outside a McDonald's in a country like Thailand or Vietnam during rainy season, and he waited for the drains just outside McDonald's to totally overfill, and at the same time, McDonald's had emptied all of their fat and oil into the drain, and then the rainwater had caused it to flood, and then it was there stagnant for 3.5 weeks with 3 or 4 jacket potatoes in it that had been dropped by a British tourist, and they'd just been left there for 3 or 4 weeks, and that's what he said it was like coming out of the back of him.
Yeah, or like if you worked in a morgue.
Yeah.
And they just left the heating, like the air conditioning broke, and the heating was stuck on for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But they went on holidays to Spain, somewhere nice. And they flew from Bristol because it was cheaper than Cardiff.
Yeah.
But then they came back. The stuff they'd be scraping up other carpets.
Yeah. It's like just like that.
Yeah.
Exactly the same as that. Before I go into the next description of his bottom, just is this recording at the moment your end?
Because it is recording my end.
Mine says recording error, but that's to my local recording drive.
I said it's fine on my end.
That's all right then. That's okay then.
Yeah. John's username is PissLicker 2024.
Yeah, PissLicker 2024. Talking of which, Mike said actually on the phone, about his bottom. Yeah, he said it was like when you see those YouTube videos of someone like doing an extreme cleaning of a house.
Yeah.
And they get one of those carpet cleaners that you know hoovers the carpet up and cleans it. He said it's like someone's done an entire downstairs of a hoarder's house after they've cleared out all the crap after 15 years.
Like Mr. Treebus. Remember Mr. Treebus?
Yeah, I do remember Mr. Treebus. Yeah, and he was a popular hoarder, wasn't he?
I don't know how popular he was, but he was on TV, and he didn't like throwing stuff away, and he was on that, what's it, Life of Grime, the old TV docu soap. Yeah.
Which, I mean, living in Canada, I imagine a lot of the time when you meet people, you're telling them about a Life of Grime. You know,
I bring up Mr. Treebus at least three times a week.
Yeah, because it helps, you know.
What was I trying to explain to Canadians the other day? Timmy Mallett.
Oh, well, that's an interesting one. I mean, how and why did that happen with you and some Canadians?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But just trying to explain that and him. Yeah. Oh, that was it. It was because my wife's dentist was called. I'm sure we had an invoice. It was a letter from the dentist. And his name is Tim Mallett.
Right.
Yeah. And I thought it was amazing. I was like, oh my God, you're having dental work done by Timmy Mallett with his big hammer.
Just smashing your teeth out.
Exactly.
Oh, wonderful.
With a plaster over his mouth or whatever he did.
Oh, well, yeah, Whackaday, of course.
Whackaday,
Mallett, yeah. Great times. I've got a news feature. Also, before I go into that, loads of content this week, really, especially because Mike isn't here. So we're going to beef it up with some extra stuff. First of all, the six people who do spend money on that Patreon listening to the extra bonus episodes that don't get put out on time and are usually badly made.
Yeah.
What a treat they've had this week or this month.
They've had all four of those Forgotten Unexplainers episode dumped in one go.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So there's six people out there who are actually going to hear something that is up to the standard of the BBC, made for the BBC.
Before our downfall.
Before it all fell apart and turned into this. You know, when we actually put time and effort into things, you know. So I'm glad about that. That'll keep them quiet and keep them off our backs, because everything from here is of a much lower standard, a much lower standard. So they can't really complain that, well, they can, but at least there's something to refer to, a modicum of quality from the past that we've given them. So I'm happy about that. You know,
I think so. Yeah. So the Unexplainers series five,
I believe it was. Yeah. Which all of which are available to listen to now on the normal Unexplainers podcast platform, but they've had them in advance. So if you're listening on this date, in 2024, what are we in May now? The first episode's just gone out to the public, but if you are listening to this in 18 years time or in 3 weeks time, or, you know, in 700 years time, you know, the Unexplainers is there. You can listen to that as well.
Well, so and the thing I liked about it was we didn't tell them that we were going to do it.
Yeah.
It just appeared on there one day and people were like,
what is this?
What is it? And then they realized, and I'm happy that we managed to, like, just, I don't know, do a prank, but it wasn't a mean prank. It was like a, hey, surprise prank.
Well, it was like them fellas on the internet who find someone who's really badly off and they go up to them and give them like $7,000 and then film themselves so they look gracious as they're doing like it.
Yeah, yeah. People who do good turns but always make sure that it's recorded and shared properly.
Yeah, yeah. Because what I'm doing with all the massive amounts of money we make from the Patreon, what I do with that is I take that money out onto the streets and I find a crackhead and I'll film myself buying him fags, some cans, and I'll try and get some weed. And if he knows where to get the crack from, I'll go with him and give him the money for that. And I'll film myself doing that because I feel better for that myself afterwards, you know.
Definitely.
So that's, you know, and I think that's what makes me a good person, really.
You know? I agree. Yeah. The other thing is to... Well, actually, this is funny. So my in-laws always send chocolate, like boxes of British chocolate, over to us.
Nice.
They haven't sent one for a while, but I think they assumed that we couldn't survive without British chocolate. And like, remember once we got like 8 multi-packs of orange clubs in a box?
Yes.
But I just didn't want to eat it. I was just like, if it's there, I'm going to eat it. Yeah. I was trying to be healthy. So I packaged it up and they have panhandlers here. So when you stop at traffic lights, there's people who just like look at you through the car window.
Yeah.
Hoping you'll give them some money.
Yeah.
So I just started giving them like club biscuits.
How did they react?
Enjoy this British biscuits.
Funnily enough, I've got a bit of a micro memory there. Shall I go into micro memory mode?
You've got the energy.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Because I am, before I go into micro memory mode, I am a very dedicated hard worker. I am under the weather today and I'm really putting the effort in for this.
You are.
You know. But I'll go into micro memory mode. One of my mates, you quite a few years ago, Barry the Punk, he used to drive into Cardiff quite a lot from Newport, which meant when he came into Cardiff, he'd come in from what's called the Newport Road, because it's the road that goes from Newport into Cardiff. Flop-a-lop. And on one occasion, for quite a few years, there was a series of what I can only describe as Romany people, some sort of Eastern European heritage, who would hang around by these traffic lights, by what was at the time known as the McDonald Holland Hotel. I don't know if you know it. If I was with you in a car now, I'd point it out to you. Hotel's got a different name now. It still exists as a hotel, though. But anyway, regardless of that, on one occasion, one of these people, an old woman, stopped at his car and she tried to wash the windscreen with a dirty rag and some dirty water in exchange for money. And he said something along the lines of, I don't want you to wash my windscreen with a dirty cloth and some dirty water, so leave me alone. And as he drove off, she said something in a foreign language. And in the back of his mind, he thought, that was a curse. She's put a curse on me. But he carried on with his day as normal and forgot about the curse until that afternoon when he was driving out of Cardiff on the Newport Road. He realised he needed to fart, and when he farted, he shit himself. So he had to stop off at the Burger King and go into Burger King and stand at the queue, pretend to look at the menu, and then go into the toilets and clean the dirt off his trousers.
I thought it was going to be, have you seen the Stephen King film Thinner?
Yeah, it's a bit like, see, that's brilliant.
It's like that.
But he shits himself instead.
He just shits himself and has to go to Burger King to clean up.
Which is brilliant. Brilliant idea for a film, Shitter. So Shitter. A man crosses a gypsy person. I don't know if that's offensive, so I'll say a Romany. Should I just say a Romany? Is that?
Would you say a traveller person?
A traveller person, but not like one of those traveller crusties who goes listening to techno on ketamine. Like a person who's got a heritage that goes back throughout the ages and has possibly a caravan that's got painting on it and a horse, you know, rustic.
Yeah.
Am I digging a deeper hole for myself here? Because I'm not trying to.
I don't know. It sounds like a depiction of a gypsy in a Victorian novel, but
yeah,
go on.
Yeah. But basically someone, right, who's of an alternative old-fashioned lifestyle. A man upsets one of them. He gets a curse put on him. He doesn't believe it. And then he shits himself loads. But the shit never ends. So he has to reverse the curse. So what he has to do is suck the shit back up through his ass with a tube. And that's the film.
Shitter.
Oh God. I've got a news feature, Reese.
Okay.
So with this, will you
I was gonna talk more about the Unexplainers release.
Oh fuck, you can do that. That'll fill some time up. Yeah. Should we go through it episode by episode and
it's just like this is gonna be more like DVD extras than anything else, I guess.
Yeah, nice. I like
remember
it.
Those?
Yeah, DVD extras. Never really watched them until I was ill one day and I had nothing else to do and I watched some DVD extras. I quite liked them. It was like a podcast before you had a podcast.
The DVD extras on Evil Dead 2 with Sam Raimi were the thing that made me wanting to get into filmmaking.
Were they? What did he tell you? What did he say?
Like, hey, like how we made Evil Dead 2 on a really small budget. I was like, I want a bit of that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So, Awesome. I had, but sorry, before we do start talking about the unexpected, I've got another micro memory here based on Cross Keys College. Which, did you attend Cross Keys College?
I did. I was there for 3 years.
Yeah.
So my first year went badly.
Yeah.
And then I did art for 2 years and it was great.
Yeah. So I did a BTEC media studies there, right?
I did a BTEC fine art.
Nice. Were you in the annex? Or they might have got rid of the annex.
I was in the art block.
The art block. So originally, do you know where the Lidl is in Risker now?
Yeah.
That was a school, right? But they knocked the school down and built the supermarket there. But that school had become a wing of the college. And that's okay. Where a lot of the art went on. It was called the annex. So, you know, but maybe when you joined it, that had finished for you.
It was definitely a little when I went.
Yeah, it was definitely a little. But sorry, I mean, I'm going off on it. When I was there, we had this lecturer called Alan Cumber. I'll do micro memories. We had a bloke called Alan Cumber Price, and Alan had worked in the film industry in the 70s, and he just appeared there one day. And if you can imagine, he looked a bit like Peter Cushing. But with more, slightly more hair, silver hair, and he chain smoked indoors. And even in the 90s, you weren't supposed to smoke inside colleges and classrooms, but he just smoked fags. And he would talk about his days in the film industry and some of the diamonds of knowledge that he imparted on me that made me want to work in the world of media included. One of them was that he worked on the film Alien, editing it. And when they did the accounts for the film towards the end, there was a load of money had been spent on condoms and maggots, and the accountant said, "What's this for?" And he said, "Oh, to make the alien look real, we put loads of maggots in condoms and put them on the costumes, and this enthralled us all. But no matter how many times I've watched the film Alien, I've never seen part of it pulsating, and for the life of me, I can never see his name in the credits at the end. So I don't know what he was talking about, really. But on top of that, he did work on a film called Savages and Brutes, or it could have been called Brutes and Savages, which if you go on the internet, you can find. And it was one of those films where they get footage of tribes and different cultures from around the world. They recut them to make the tribes look like complete bastards and then have a voiceover talking about, oh, they're doing black magic or killing babies, you know, those kinds of films. So he worked on that, which was quite intriguing. Sometimes I Google that, Alan Cumberna Price, Savages and Brutes, or Brutes and Savages. Cumberna is spelled C-U-M-N-E-R. Anyway, the other bit of information that Alan Cumberna Price imparted on me. Also, I'd like to point out, behind his back, we used to call him Alan Cum at a Price, which we thought was funny. Or we'd also refer to him as Alan Cum in a Bucket. Which I still find hilarious to this day. But regardless of that, the best bit of knowledge he ever imparted on us was that he once said, working in the film industry is like having a little wank every day. And I took that on board, but then I realised, if you don't work in a film industry, you can just have a big wank. So I didn't bother actually working within the film industry. I just stayed home and had a big wank. That's my micro memory there. What do you think of that?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now.
Sorry, I got cut off then. I was going to say, I just found Alan Cumberna Price on IMDb.
Oh, there you go. Brutes, Savages and Brutes, or Brutes and Savages?
Brutes and Savages got rated at 3.1 out of 10.
Brilliant, yeah.
I also found he did a TV movie called Who Was Jesus?
Yes, and he did a thing about sexual biology as well.
Oh my God. He edited one episode of Some Mothers Do Have Them in 1978.
Yeah. Yes, Alan Cumberna Price, Cross Keys College, 1993 to 1995. Working in the film industry is like having a little wank every day. Classic.
He also, is 1986, Mr. Love. A mild-mannered gardener becomes a lovable legend in his town for his talent to romantically please every woman that fancies him.
Yeah. And Alan once told us he was really into dirty sex stuff. He said, I want you all to write an essay on why shampoos, deodorants, and modern, what's the term for those sorts of items? Modern cleaning products, beauty products are all shaped like phalluses. And we all were a bit freaked out about that. So we didn't do it. None of us did it.
Is that why all shampoo? The containers look like phalluses and the shampoo looks like cum.
Yeah. Yeah. Although the shampoo I use is like oval, it's an oval shaped container. So I mean, unless you've got phallus, it looks like an oval. Yeah. A long, you know, I don't know. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. Anyway, I was gonna go through the episodes.
And I have got a news feature, but let's go through the episodes and let people know. Should we episode one? Let's
episode one. Cool. Yeah. So episode one. Where is it gone? I had it a minute. It was gone now. There we go. Can ghosts make things move? Mike comes home to find John has poltergeist-proofed his house against noisy spirits, demonstrating they aren't just the domain of Hollywood chillers. To prove his point, John sources a golf club in Mountain Ash with an underwhelming supernatural secret. When Mike gives John a lesson in extrasensory engineering, the duo end up spending the afternoon in an opera singer's mansion with arguments and insults traded at every step. The difference between the Nolans and the Kardashians help generate the ultimate poltergeist showdown?
Lovely stuff.
Originally broadcast Monday the 7th of October 2019, and now it's out.
Look at that. Finally, since 2019, it's taken that long.
Edited by Alan Cumnor Price.
Alan Cumnor Bucket. Fantastic. if you're a listener, have you listened to the episode? Don't let us know what you just write. I have listened.
Just a writer on, yeah. Not on Twitter. Write it on, get a Sharpie and write it on a wall. In
write it on a wall. Just write, I have listened to the episode on a wall or a bit of paper. Just do that, you know.
Episode two.
Yeah.
Is the zombie apocalypse on the way?
Yes, I remember this one fondly.
John mistakes Mike for a zombie during a late-night snack binge and decides it's time to educate his reluctant friend in all matters undead.
Yes.
What started as a lesson in Welsh zombie history slowly crumbles into anarchy, especially when a scientist exposes Mr. Creamy, the local tabby, as a potential catalyst for the new dawn in global terror.
Classic. Now, yeah. Mr. Creamy is one of my favourite cats, and if you do listen to this episode... if you do listen to this episode, I really was happy and excited to mention Creams. Sadly, I've moved since recording that episode, so I don't see Mr. Creamy half as much.
You call him Creamsy?
Creamsy, the Creaminator, Creamo, Creamo Supremo, Mr. Creams, Creamzo, you know, Creamy Cream Face. All the classic, and he was just a great guy, and he used to come around the house on the reg, and he only had half a tail, and he'd walk into the house. It wasn't my cat, you know. He just lived somewhere, and he'd just walk into the house, repeatedly headbutt the wall, and then just go to sleep, and then just leave. He spent 2 or 3 hours with you, and just leave. Brilliant. No vets bills. Never had to feed him.
Just
free cat. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know. So. That I think is the fondest memory. You know, there. I mean, with that episode you're talking about, we met some really interesting people from the world of science. You know, talking about various bacterias and funguses and things that can affect the human mind. You know, we had some real adventures there, and we really delved deep into the world of the undead, and we looked, you know, folklore wise, even within Welsh folklore, there were some amazing stories about this cauldron and rebirth from the Mabinogion, you know. But I think really the peak of it was talking about a cat, and I think, you know, and I think that's where the listeners are going to get their money's worth, you know. That's where they learn.
They do learn. This one,
no, of course not. I mean, although they will learn something from my news feature later on, but I'm holding that back.
You hold that back. Keep it in, John.
I'm keeping that right in. I'm holding it in like a shit in a busy place.
There we go. Yeah. Will artificial intelligence take over the world? Episode 3.
Lovely stuff.
John turns technophobe after he discovers an arcade game in America trying to destroy humanity.
Yeah.
After smashing at Mike's tech, John's new quest is to uncover the truth about our electronic overlords. A final attempt to escape the impending Armageddon sees the boys contemplate a life without wires in a West Wales eco-village. But will the Unexplainers really be able to live up to the good life? Monday the 21st, October 2019.
Now, this was lovely. Lamas Village, which is, as described in the episode, is an eco-village. And do you know what's weird about this? Do you know what's paranormal about this? This is strange. I went on YouTube today and watched a video about Lamas Eco Village and reminisced to myself about the time I was there.
Oh.
And with no reason at all, I did that. And look how it's come full circle. We're talking about it now.
You're using your intuition there, John.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. You know, sight beyond sight. You know.
Yeah. Smell beyond smell.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know. But yeah, that was a lovely episode, actually, because there is, if you've obviously listened to the episode, because you're one of the people that pays for that Patreon thing. If you haven't listened to this episode yet, it'll be coming out for free in the next couple of weeks. Because I take it, are they coming out every week?
Going for a weekly release.
Okay, yeah. So this one, the game in question.
Polybius.
Yeah, Polybius. Which you Google it. I mean, it caused people to lose their fucking minds. It's a real thing, to a certain extent. I mean, when you listen to the episode, you'll realise that it's all right. It's sort of is a real. It's, you know, it's something. It's a thing. You know, but wonderful that, and we got to go. Well, behind the scenes info, when we went to the Lamas Eco Village, which is obviously where you would go if the world had been taken over by tech, because these things are getting realer and realer. When we recorded this, for example, right, artificial intelligence was nowhere near what it is now.
It was ahead of his time, this show.
Yeah, it totally, because now with artificial intelligence, you can literally make a computer say fuck off in anyone's voice.
Yeah.
Back in 2019, you only had like four different voices you could do that in.
Yeah.
There was
Stephen
like
Hawking, female yeah. Stephen Hawking, and two others.
Yeah, one of them was the iPhone. I'm sorry, you can't do that today. You know that one?
Yeah.
It was the what was it called? iPhone had that thing in it, didn't it? What was that thing that iPhone had that made it speak and you would ask it questions? Siri.
That was Siri. It.
You asked. Is Mike Bubbings pissing shit through his asshole today?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I can't answer that. It was, which I quite enjoyed that, actually.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was, you know, that
friendly, innocent one.
Yeah, that was quite good fun. Because you if you had an iPhone in 2019, you'd get it and go, look at this. It does this thing where I can ask it a question. And you'd ask it a shit question and it would never give you the answer. Whereas now, you can ask it a shit question, but it literally will do it in any voice. You know?
I can ask my car when I'm driving.
Yeah.
I can go, hey, what's the tallest building in Wales?
And what
goes, the tallest building in Wales is da-da-da-da. And then it just goes back to playing music again.
What sort of voice has that got? Because it's 2024 now, isn't it? So
it just sounds like a slightly off North American woman.
Could you get it? Could you say when you're driving... Like what's your car? Do you have to call it something like Kenneth or something like that?
You're gonna go, hey Google.
Okay, so could you say, hey Google, can you answer this next question in the voice of Lenny Henry and then get it?
I don't think it does that. No.
Okay. I mean, have you got Google on your phone now?
No, not right now.
I haven't either. I mean, what should I just? Hang on a minute.
Just talk about the next episode?
Oh, go on. Just talk about the next episode. Yeah,
we'll do your news feature. So the next episode, is time travel possible? Yeah. I remember Mike had a serious health issue on this one, didn't he? After hearing rumours that a ripple in space-time is swallowing residents in a UK city, Mike and John investigate whether time travel is impossible. Original broadcast Monday the 28th of October 2019.
Now, this was a personal favourite of mine as well, because we went as far afield as Liverpool for this. So we ended up in, I don't know if any of the six listeners know Liverpool at all, but there is a place called, I believe it's called the Rope Walk in Liverpool. I've played a gig in a venue literally around the corner from there, and I didn't realize at the time. It's actually where genuine time slips have happened on at least two occasions.
Real ones.
Real. Blew my fucking tits off this, dude. People have gone back in time to the 50s and the 60s and beyond. And we met up with a fantastic guy. He's a writer. And had written a book about this and about sort of folklore and history. And it, but just by pure coincidence, he writes everything from, you know, sort of these folklore books to horror and comic book stuff. And his father-in-law is Alan Moore, which was fantastic.
That's insane.
Yeah, that was fantastic, you know. And he was such a lovely guy. And he told us all about this time slip. And of course, then we went to the exact place where this time slip happened. And fuck all happened. We didn't go back in time. But this actual episode, behind the scenes extra bonus, whilst this was being recorded, we were in a Wetherspoons and Mike completely locked up, his whole body locked up for no reason. And he couldn't move. So we had to carry him out of Wetherspoons, three grown men, right? We had to put him in a taxi, and the taxi had to take him 100 yards down the road to the hotel. and that, you know, people
owe money well spent, though.
Which is what, you know, people who listen to this, that is such a slick program, is so well produced. These things have gone behind the scenes you'd never know about. So you get some bonus there that the average listener wouldn't have known about, you know.
No. It's always funny when you find out that someone had a real like health issue.
Yeah.
Needed a taxi over a short distance.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, you know, that is.
Turn to your news feature now.
Yeah.
We're running out of episodes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so if you're listening now, the week this episode's come out, you've got loads of fun to come. And of course, we'll keep pumping out the same sort of standard low level shit on this podcast as well, The Demon Seed.
Yeah.
So you've got the best of both worlds there. You've got the proper stuff we've done on a professional level. And then you've got this absolute tat here, you know.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to punctuate now with, shall I round off with this news story?
Go for it.
Okay. News round. I'm just going to find the story now. Sorry. My computer's just decided to... When I say computer, it's a phone. I'm doing it off of a phone. Here we go. Have you got anything else on today? Or?
Oh, yeah. We're going away for the weekend with the kids.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
This is a place called Liverpool, but Liverpool, Nova Scotia.
Oh, nice. Have they got time slips there as well?
It feels like time stopped in about 1974 when you go there.
That sounds quite nice. Are you staying in a cabin or something?
My friend's got like a cottage thing. Yeah. They call it a cottage, but it's more like a cabin.
Yeah.
Nice. And it's about 5 minutes walk from the beach. And it's nice.
All I'll say is, right, just be careful. You don't get bummed by a Bigfoot or fingered by an alien, all right?
I had a close encounter with a porcupine last night.
See what I mean? It's a bloody, you're living in a bloody danger hole there, mate. You're living in a bloody danger,
hole. Yeah. There was a, we had somebody on the phone and they live in northern Alberta.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I might have to go from the meeting. There's a grizzly bear and is in the pond outside my house bathing. And my dog is going a bit mad. So if my dogs go crazy, it might be because the bears kept trying to get in the house. So if I disappear, don't worry.
Yeah, whereas, you know, if someone told me there's a bear outside, if I disappear, I would shit myself, to be honest. Yeah. You know,
it's not your fault.
No, well, if there's any, you know, just to show how much better the UK clearly is with its quality of life and its lack of open spaces, because who needs the countryside anyway? But to show how much better this country is, I had a cat in my garden today.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Shall I do the news story now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, here we go. Male castration website made 300 grand, court hears. Now, we might have mentioned this before, but for people who don't know about this, there's a bit of a surprise. There's a bit of a punch within this story. So I'll read it through and then we can end the podcast then. An extreme body modification website made nearly 300 grand showing its 22,000 subscribers procedures, including the removal of male genitals, a court has heard. Now, how come someone cutting their dick off gets 22,000 subscribers, but a podcast with some men making fart noises gets 8 people? What sort of world are we living in?
Ours just makes us seem wholesome.
Yeah, disgusting. Marius Gustavsson and others carried out multiple mutilations on his eunuch maker site. Gustavsson, 46, of Haringey, has admitted charges, including conspiracy to commit grievous bodily harm.
Conspiracy to saw balls off.
Yeah, exactly. He appeared for sentencing alongside 6 men at the Old Bailey on Thursday. Now, this is where it gets good, because there's a bit that says warning contains graphic descriptions. The charges relate to 13 victims who are being safeguarded by specialist detectives. Gustavsson pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit grievous bodily harm, 5 counts of grievous bodily harm with intent, 1 count of making an indecent photograph of a child. That is, what's wrong with you, mate? 1 count of distributing an indecent photograph of a child and possession of criminal property, contrary to Section 329, brackets 1, of the Proceeds of Crime Act 2002. Technical stuff, horrible, right? Really horrible stuff. But this is the bit that hammers it home for me. Ion Secur, 30, of Gretna, Scotland. Peter Waite, 66, a retired former member of the Royal Society of Chemists from Purley in Surrey. Stefan Scharf, 61, of no fixed address. David Carruthers, 61. Yanis Atkin, 38, who'd been completing a veterinary course. Ashley Williams, 32, all of Newport Gwent. Newport Gwent. That's where I'm from.
Newport. Castration capital of the world.
Yeah, they all pleaded guilty to conspiring to commit grievous body harms. And that's all I wanted to hammer home in this story. There's some horrible facts in there, but where, of all the places for that to be happening, Newport Gwent. That's it. There you go.
I remember when there was a satanic cult in West Wales.
When was that?
I can't remember, but it was like some kind of cult. And they were wrong-uns.
Okay, they like when you use the word wrong-un, you actually mean as in proper wrong-un, like
proper wrong-un, yeah,
like, yeah, yeah,
like I think, wrong, yeah, wrong-un.
Yeah, I think I remember that actually. I think I do remember that.
It wasn't even funny.
No, I mean very much like this podcast. This is the Westwalian cult of podcasts, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, yeah. That's a good way of describing it.
Yeah, I think that is a really good way of describing it. The Westwalian cult of podcasts. If you're listening to this, just tweet the Westwalian cult of podcasts at Demon Seed.
Or write it on a wall.
Or write it on a wall. Yeah. Or just mumble it to yourself as you're walking down the street by yourself.
Over and over again. Run, yeah. Rock.
Yeah. The Westwalian cult of podcasts.
Yeah.
Sad in a way.
Is it?
Yeah. I think there is a great sadness that descends every time we open up the web browser to record
StreamYard, yeah.
Yeah, inside. I think deep inside there's a great loneliness amongst all of us that, you know, you, me and Mike. I think there's a great sadness that we're somehow trying to make up for with this podcast.
I agree.
Yeah.
But, a horrible podcast made for terrible people.
Yeah, and I think that you know, if I was to die tomorrow, that would be one of the things they'd say in the eulogy about me, responsible for a horrible podcast made by terrible people for incredibly sad loners.
You know? Yeah. For people who should know better.
People who should know better, yeah.
The way I define the podcast is people who they're good kids.
Yeah.
They want to hang out with the naughty kids at the back of the class.
Yeah.
And it distracts them from doing their work.
Exactly, because to be honest, they know they can stop this at any point and they can go and get help.
Yeah,
we can't. We're stuck in the middle.
This is just us.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is it. You know. So,
this is it.
Cool. Well, should we just sort of round it off quietly? Just let it go.
In conclusion, just go and watch. Go and listen to The Unexplainers.
Yeah, exactly. Something a bit better. And also, have you heard of, I think it's called throat singing. Have you ever heard of throat singing?
Mm. They do it in Canada, I think. There's places they do it.
Because I got a sore throat, I'll try and do some to end. Here we go. There you go. Throat singing.
Wonderful.
Throat singing there. So yeah, enjoy the next few episodes of The Unexplainers, which will be on The Unexplainers. How do we, what's that, The Unexplainers podcast? Or is it The Unexplainers Extra? Which one is
No, I changed the name because The Unexplainers, could just listen, just search The Unexplainers and it'll come up.
And you'll get it. That's brilliant. Well, yeah, enjoy that because there's very little in this.
Oh, hang on. Before we go, Mike did a video.
Oh, did he?
There we go. Hang on. I'll play the audio now.
Play the audio now. Turn it up nice and good.
I'm currently fully clothed in bed with stomach cramps. I haven't had anything to eat most of the day. And I'm back and forth to the toilet every 30 minutes, but I can't at the moment because I can't stop shivering. So I should just try and sleep. But I wanted to say that my phone pinging every fucking 2 minutes to read about John taking a shit is making everything feel a bit better. So thanks for that. Bye.
There we go.
And that's nice because, again,
he's clamped up again.
Yeah. But behind the scenes, you know, what people don't realize is whilst Mike was being ill, I was taking a shit.
And you were updating us.
And I was updating you. I was telling you what I was doing. So, you know, you get behind the scenes real life. At least you get that with this, you know?
Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah. Cool. Right. Okay.
Let's just turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go load up the truck to go to the cabin. And that's it, really.
Lovely stuff. Oh, can I just say one thing before I go?
Yeah.
I went to a gig last night. Do you know Orbital, the electronic music? It's two brothers, been around since the early 90s. They make great electronic music, right?
I'm not aware of them. Sorry, John.
You Google it if you're interested. Okay. You don't have to, right? But anyway, they've released these records, and because they're being around a certain time, they did these albums last night back to back, and you got to hear the albums live, and a lot of people watched it and everything, and it was great, you know. But I noticed there's obviously a lot of lights with electronic music, and there's a lot of visuals, so you don't really see the guys do it because they're not really doing much apart from pressing buttons. So you don't really need to look at them, right?
Okay.
So there's all lights on, and there's all, it's all like Close Encounters of the Third Kind. There's all stuff going on everywhere and people are dancing. I took it upon myself just to watch them, what they were doing whilst I was listening to the music. I noticed one of them wasn't wearing any shoes. Now, I don't know if anyone else has recently been to an Orbital gig, but if you do notice they're wearing shoes, I think that's unhygienic. And that's all I want to say on the matter. That's all I want to say.
Yeah. Well, If you're basing your hygiene standards on an electronic band, then I know you're going to start with pretty low standards anyway.
Yeah, you're right. But well, with the home of low standards, Demon Seed.
Yeah,
home of low standards.
Where standards only go down, never up.
Literally.
And you have to drag up dead corpses from the past.
Yeah,
to relive the glory days.
Yeah, Alan Cumnor Price, rest in peace.
Yeah. Go listen to The Unexplainers.
Yeah, listen to The Unexplainers. Yeah. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Right. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. 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 The Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.